This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Bad news again today for the housing market. Sales of new single-family homes all across the country fell nearly 2% last month.
The news isn't all bad. The median price of a new house actually rose from month to month. And we learned earlier this week that sales of existing homes were also up.
Which just goes to show that it is tricky, these housing numbers, and it's why a lot of investors team up and they form these real estate clubs to figure out what's going on. There are hundreds of them. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen spent some time with one of them here in Southern California.
And they were bidding
but there was no bust. I heard there was no deal.
I don't know if the sales went through.
It's a Tuesday night at a hotel in Culver City, California, and a group of eager real estate investors are huddled around Phyllis Rockauer.
They're not even going to appraise him. If they're overbid, they're not going to appraise.
Rockauer is the president and founder of the Real Estate Investors Club of Los Angeles. Phyllis looks like an older, blonder version of Betty Boop. She's petite with eyes like saucers and bright red lipstick. And it's plain to see she loves wheeling and dealing.
It's fun. When you get a deal accepted, then it's a really good deal. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's a lot of fun. And then when you sell it and you finally get it sold and you get the check and it's an unbelievable check. I mean, getting checks of $100,000 is fun. It is definitely fun.
Phyllis has been having fun for more than 20 years now. It all began when she was living in Long Island.
We bought a house in 1979 for $82,000. By 1986, the house had been appreciating to over $400,000. And I said, oh my God, if I had only had more houses.
Phyllis sold that house, moved to Florida, and invested her profits in real estate. Since then, she has bought and sold hundreds of properties throughout the U.S. She won't disclose exactly how much she's made over the years, but insists she's done very well for herself.
You can do this. There's nobody who can't do this. You don't need money. You don't need credit. You just need knowledge.
To buy and sell properties, you do need some money. But more than anything, Phyllis says, real estate investing is about getting all the right numbers and adding them up.
Real estate's about math. You have to know the math, and it's got to fit into the formulas. If it doesn't fit into the formulas, don't do it.
For example, she says, there's the formula to figure out a property's true market value, and that's a tricky one to sort out in today's world, where a lot of properties on the market are fixer-uppers and home prices are fluctuating.
And things are dropping, so if you are going to spend a couple of months rehabbing the property, in 3 months it's going to be worth less than it is today. So your market value is not today's market value. It's what is the market value going to be when I'm ready to put it back on the market?
Were you good at math when you were a little girl?
No. No, I'm not good at math. No, I'm not. But this is pretty simple. It's pretty simple.
It's not simple for everyone, which is why Phyllis has become a guru of sorts to members of this club. 35-year-old Lynette Jones has bought properties in South Carolina and in Southern California. She says she runs all her deals by Phyllis first.
Phyllis is pretty straightforward. Sometimes I call her hardcore. But she basically would say, you know, when I would have a real estate situation, I'll say, Phyllis, I got this great deal. She has a prospecting sheet that you actually send to her. And then she'll be like, oh, that deal stinks. The loan stinks. You know, it's a terrible interest rate. Oh, don't waste your time. So basically, she's straightforward. And you got to have tough skin to deal with Phyllis.
Lynette is an Iraq War veteran, so Phyllis advises her free of charge. Other investors pay fees for her mentorship and her seminars, about $250 a year. But Phyllis will give away a few words of wisdom for free. Always inspect a property with your own two eyes before buying, she says. Don't buy foreclosed properties at auctions, she warns. Buyers get carried away with bidding and often pay way more than they should.
I'll tell you an interesting thing that I told somebody to do is you go to the auctioneer after the auction to find out what didn't sell and then make them an offer. And you know what I was always taught? If you're not embarrassed making the offer, it's too high.
And she advises a patient investor is a wise investor.
I own properties in other states, but I own nothing in California right now. I'm waiting. I'm sitting there. Wells Fargo loves me because I'm sitting there with all the money waiting. This time I'm really going to make a lot of money.
Phyllis says with all the troubles in the U.S. economy right now, she thinks the market will hit bottom soon. And she'll be ready to start buying properties here in California by the end of the year. Alex Cohen, NPR News.